Blog Talk Radio. In the name of Amun, the Supreme, the all-powerful, the one and only true Lord, in Amun we trust, in Amun we think, and in Amun we continue forward forever. Good evening. I'm your host, the intellectual New Ben Kares, and this is American Intelligence Radio, and tonight we're going to be discussing the sacrifice for power. What do I mean when I'm saying the sacrifice for power? What does that really mean? Give me a second. I'm bringing this up on my computer. Okay. The sacrifice for power. What do I mean? What is power? And why must sacrifice have to be made to gain it? Simply being is because, well, let me start with power. Power is control. I said this to you all before. Power is unlimited control of every and anything in your reach. That is power. Power is the control of anything that you think of that you can manipulate. People, place, possession to your advantage. Now, somebody might say to themselves, well, that's wrong to manipulate people to your advantage. No, it's not. No, it is not. Why do I say it's not wrong to manipulate people to your advantage? It's not wrong to manipulate people to your advantage because people are in the world to be manipulated. The mass majority of people who the beast uses in a very bad way, a way that doesn't benefit them, they're being utilized, or should I say used, in the wrong ways. You see, when you use people in the right ways to do the right things, then that is the ultimate power. That is the greater power. You see, that's the power we're after. We want people to do the right thing. We want to utilize people to do the right thing. We don't want to utilize people to do the wrong thing. Plus, we don't want to utilize people to do the wrong thing. We want them to do the right thing. And only the intelligent, only the logical, only the rational people, they know what the right thing is. You see, when you need people to, you know, service things you need to get serviced, get in line, do what they're supposed to do, we're doing it for the right things because it pushes things along. It pushes energy along. A lot of people are stagnant energy in the world. You got a lot of people who are stagnant energy in the world, energy that's moving nowhere in the world. Plus, you got a lot of stagnant people, and sometimes the stagnant ones, they need a push. They need a mental push, or else they remain stagnant, you see. And we're here to give the world that mental push so that the world does not remain stagnant. The white man got the world stagnant right now. The so-called black race, they got the world stagnant. All these races in the human race, they got the world and the energy in the world stagnant right now. Everything is moving in a rotation. They just waiting for somebody with a direct transmission from on high to straighten them out, to put them in the position and on the path where they're supposed to be. And that is the job of us, the elect. But that cannot be done without sacrifice. That cannot, first and foremost, cannot be done without law and order amongst us, the elect, and it cannot be done without sacrifice amongst the elect. Plus, we came here to set people straight, set the record straight, break that circle that mankind has the world jammed up in, where people just doing things over and over and over again, changing the names and whatnot. That's not what we came in the world to do. We didn't come into the world to keep repeating the same things over and over again. It would be the elect or the chosen of our people who would wake up out of that circle, who would wake up out of that matrix and break it and go forward, and then take the world forward with them, with our direction. Class. And ultimately, by you all performing your little experiments, you're being geared to do that. You're being geared to come in and do that. That is your job. You're here to set the world straight. Set the record straight, set the world straight, set this world free, and be the force that is needed for the future. You see, You're here to be the force that's needed for the future. And why are you here to be the force for the future? You're here to be the force for the future because you're here to force the world forward into the future. That's what you're here to do. You're here to force the world forward into the future. Straight up. That's what a force does. A force pushes people forward. A force don't move people around in circles. You see, a true force pushes people forward, pushes them out of that space of comfortability and pushes them into a higher state, like I'm doing with my people now. You see, like I'm doing with my people now, I'm forcing my people to move forward. And by forcing my people to move forward and by forcing my people to align themselves with the true Most High, which is Amun, by forcing them out from amongst Jesus, forcing them out from amongst Allah, Jehovah, and all those fake gods that had you moving in circles to nowhere. Tell your boy Tahaka Bey, he got to tell my his boy Noble Drew Ali. This guy Noble Drew Ali wrote a book called The Circle 7. You already know what he was on. And let me tell you something. Anybody talking about that circle nonsense and that circle this and circle that, get away from them. Those are Satanists. Those are people who are of Satan. You see, and why I said it is because if you notice, the Satanists, they do all their rituals within what? Within a circle. Because their whole thing is to bound people to that circle so that you're not able to escape. So that you're not able to escape and move forward and break that cycle around you. So that you're constantly caught in a continuous state of rituals, ritualistic practices. We didn't come here to perform ritualistic practices. We came here to lay down supreme law. Divine law, righteous law to push people forward. We came here to be that push for the people. Class, we came here to be that push for the people. Let me see. And if we're not going to be that push for the people, if we're not going to be the ones that lead the world into tomorrow, then who the hell else is? You tell me. Who's fit to lead the world into the future if not us, the elect? Who else? The so-called white man? He done, man. He's done. Who? The so-called white man? The so-called yellow man? The Asian man? They not fit to lead nobody. They can't even do nothing for their people. They the reason why the damn world in turmoil right now. So who's fit to lead the world into the future? You tell me, these Negroes? Let me know. Let me know who's fit. Who can stand the rain? Who can stand up to the evils of this world? Who's here to be that super race? Those super race that those heroes that the world needs for tomorrow. Who else? Because as far as I see, everything in this world is goddamn corrupt, man. Everything in this world is corrupt. This world is corrupt. Am I not wrong? So how the hell is the people in a corrupt state gonna lead us anywhere? How are they going to lead us anyway? You see? All it is us. Ain't nobody else. These Negroes, they sitting around here waiting for the white man to somehow start being good and change the world. He ain't doing that. He getting worse. Tell me I'm wrong. The beast done come down in fury knowing his time is short. He's showing his horn. He's showing he's the beast, man. He's showing that he's the devil, man. Incarnate. He's Satan incarnate. He's showing that, and he want to just do destruction because his time is short, because he knows the kingdom is coming down, because he knows the elect are being gathered. You see, he knows that. He got to play his position. He got to do what he do, and we got to do what we got to do. It's getting worse and worse out here every day. All the injustices, all of the degenerate behavior, all the racism. It's the racism so damn thick now you could cut it with a knife. It used to be a time where the beast would hide his racism. The police would try to hide. Now they ain't even. They killing people in plain sight, just shooting people. They losing their minds, man. But as we see all this turmoil going on around us, as we see all this turmoil taking place around us, it is our job to stay moving forward, stay focusing in on power, stay focusing in on Amun, stay connecting our power, because you see our power is coming on. Our power is coming on. Our mental power is coming on, and the world will know us. They will know who their true masters are. The elect who are being raised in this day and time. Ain't nobody else fit to be a moral, a stand on no moral high ground in this day and time, because, again, the foundation of all true civilizations that are long-lasting is morality. You have to have morality instilled in your people in order for your societies to continue. Does the so-called white man have any morals? Let's just be for real. Does the so-called white man, the so-called black man, do any of these males up here have any damn morals? None whatsoever. No morals. And if you don't have any morals, because that, again, that's supposed to be the foundation of law and order. If you don't got no morals, then you can't uphold law and order. That's why it makes me laugh when the so-called white man talking about the police and the law enforcement. They don't got no morals, man. These are a bunch of animals in damn uniforms. These are a bunch of animals in uniforms, a goddamn street gang in uniforms. They're not no law enforcement. You got to be moral, upstanding, upright people to deal with the public. They not like that. They just hiring anybody. They hiring any racist, animalistic scumbag they can hand some sleaze, some degenerate sleaze. That's what they hiring, a bunch of degenerate sleaze. You see, where you got moral, upright men who are being raised in the image of the Lord out here coming up. Those are going to be the real men of power. Those are going to be the real men of authority. I'm going to put those men and women in authority. You see? But it comes with a sacrifice. You got to understand that. It comes with a sacrifice. You see, because the longer we do this, and I'm talking about us doing this community, the longer we do this, we are becoming more and more moral. We are attracting more morality to us. We are becoming more and more moral. You see, because you can't have a real movement, a real society that's going to last long when there's nothing but degeneracy in it, when it's crooked from top to bottom. We have moral people walking with us. We have real people walking with us, serious people walking with us in this day and time. You see, sincere people walking with us in this day and time. And we are going to strengthen that sincerity, strengthen that loyalty, strengthen that morality every day. That's how you raise the bar. And anybody that don't make that bar every time we living by that, they got to get up out of here. We had a certain situation with a person who was here for a long time. They just up and disappeared. And I said, you know what I say to that? Hail Amen. Because that's a sign that we're moving forward into the future. And anybody who can't raise the bar and come up with us, because we damn sure ain't lowering the bar for nobody, then they got to go, man. I don't care how long you've been here. I don't care if you got a name. I don't care if you stood in pictures with me, you was close with me. That don't mean a damn thing to me. That means nothing. That counts for nothing. Like I said, you only as good as your last duty that you perform, how you carry yourself. You see, that you only as good as the last envelope you brought. It don't matter what you did in the past. It's about what you continue to do going forward. That's what has to, you know, that's what has to be the direction of the day. And if you can't make yourself a greater person, a better person, a moral person every day in this covenant, you got to go. You got to go. When you start being black, doing black things, hanging around black people, embracing blackness, then that's where you need to be. That's where you need to be. You need to be around black people. You need to be around morally corrupt people, degenerate people like yourself. Mm-hmm. People who are not serious about life like yourself. You know, because these Negroes and these Caucasoids, they ain't really serious about life, man. You see how they eat. You see how they drink themselves to death. You see how their health is poor. You see them, they have zero morals. You see, that's not what we about. You see, we about morality. We about character. We about influence in the world, law and order. We're not about no emotions and all this other stuff. Like I told y'all the other day, when you let your emotions go, your power strengthens. You see? That's what that's about. When people fade to black out of here, they're just showing you that they're weakness. They're showing you that they're weak. When the people fade to black out of here, it's nothing but weakness. It ain't nothing about the community. Ain't nothing wrong with the community. Ain't nothing wrong with the transmission. It's that these people are weak. Again, if, you know, if, I'll say it like doing push-ups. The person that could do the most push-ups, that's the one who got the strongest body. The person that tap out early or in between, those people are weak. You got to keep doing it. You got to constantly strengthen yourself every day so that you're doing the unlimited push-up where you ain't stopping. You're just constantly pushing yourself up. Why? Because you don't let nothing pull you down. The people that faded the black out of here, they let the world pull them down. The black world, white world, just this world in general, they let the degeneracy of this world, the immoral behavior of this world pull them down. And we don't need those people around us. We don't. You see, they belong to the world. We belong to Amun. They belong to the beast. We belong to Amun. Kles, and that's how we're going to receive our power in these last days, by putting aside our childish ways, putting aside our weak ways, putting aside our immoral ways, and becoming upright, moral men and women, like superheroes in training. Like superheroes in training. When they showed you the character Superman, Superman was the most moral, upright guy you ever want to meet, right? And according to the story, he wasn't no scumbag. He wasn't no anti-hero. He wasn't no immoral person. They showed you Superman as an upright, polite, kind person, right? Why did they show Superman? They could have just showed him as a rough, rugged guy who such and such. No, they showed you Superman as an upright man. Same way they showed you Batman as an upright man, you see? Because you have to be upright to have the sort of power that he had access to. You had to be upright. You had to be moral. You had to be righteous. You couldn't be no creep or no scumbag. See, because, you know, the Amun get at you through the universe, man. The Amun will get at you through the universe. They will use universal law in order to stamp out your movements. You see, and that's what is happening to the beast right now. The Amun is using the law, the order, and the morals stamp out all of the degeneracy of this world. Why do you think the Caucasian races, they not regenerating themselves? Why do you think that is? Why do you think they're not able to regenerate themselves? Because when you so immoral, when you so degenerate, and you might have people say, well, just because we're white, that don't mean we immoral and degenerate. No, you supported that. You supported immoral and degenerate things. You see, you supported that. And some of your people know that y'all guilty, that you guilty. Your sins have reached up to the heavens, man. Your sins have reached up to the heavens. The sins of the so-called white man has reached up to the heavens. The sins of the so-called black man has reached up to the heavens. The sins of mankind have reached up to the heavens, man. So when that means it's reached up to the heavens, that means the fourth dimension. It's like that energy, that negative energy has reached into a whole nother plateau, and now the Amun are going to send down a range of power to destroy it and destroy those people. And those people and that power and those people who will hold the power will be one. They will be chosen. They will be favored. They will be raised in the image of Amun. And they will bring judgment against the beast and all of his collaborators. Kles, this is really happening. ZNZZNNZNZNN144. This is really happening. We living to see the day where we are getting our power going forward. We're living to see the day. We're not sitting up here, you're not listening to me sitting up here and prophesying about, yeah, someday we're going to have the power. See, and someday is now, goddammit. Someday is now, right now. And the people who not right now, they got to get the hell on, man. They got to get the hell on. And that's what you've seen today on the announcement I made, that these niggas was walking with us. They wasn't right, man. They wasn't right. They wasn't serious about this. And when you ain't serious about this, when you playing with this, because I told you before and I tell you again a long time ago, power don't play. Power don't play with nobody, and we ain't sitting around, you know, wasting time and whatnot talking crap. Power don't play. True power is illumination. And like I told you all before, the people that hate me in this community, they hate me because I raised the bar. And I had to raise the bar in order for us to get the power, to tell y'all to start doing what y'all are doing right now. I had to raise the bar. I had to continue on so that y'all could see everything that I see. Because if I didn't have the moral fortitude, the mental fortitude, if I was like so sensitive where, oh, I'm just so bent out of shape when people fade to black and people slander me and talk crap about me, if I was sensitive like that, or if I was about the money and all this other stuff, I would have stopped this a long time ago and found something else to do to make money, if that was what it was about, or just start teaching something else to a broader audience of niggas who will accept me just, you know, hoteping and pan-Africanism. I could have spiced that up and taught that if I was about the money. If I was just about the money and the grift and the hustle and trying to get, that ain't me. That never was me. You see, you have to have staying power to do this and not get no big money out of it. You see, like I got to point out again, the brother Polite, he had his own little organizations he set up. He set up his New Covenant organization. He was the head of it. He had little soldiers with him and whatnot, little security. He had all that. But it wasn't making enough money for him. He was never real about it because he had no morals. That's why he ended up where he ended up. You know, trying to sexually assault a 13-year-old girl. Now he's sitting in jail for 7 years. That diggle your damn mystical, magical brother Polite who speak 100 different languages and wrote 10,000 books and all that other BS. And he a math magician and all that other bullshit, bull crap he making up. Just saying anything. You see, that always catch up to these people. It always catch up to them. But I told you, their life is nothing but a damn lesson, man. You see? We got to let go of things in order to move forward. We got to let go of our egos, our attitudes, our black ways. That got to be sacrificed. That gossiping and slandering and talking about people. You see the people that couldn't do that? They got up out of here, man. You got people that need negative and demonic energy to thrive on. You got people that need that. You got people that need negative and demonic energy, black ass energy to thrive on. And we can't have them people in this covenant. They're going to show themselves. They're going to expose themselves. And they're going to get up out of here. You see, they're going to show themselves. They're going to expose themselves. And they're going to get up out of here. Because we don't have nothing black for them to embrace. We don't have darkness for them to embrace. All we have is brightness, pure illumination. And we know the black ones, the dark ones, the ones in darkness, they don't want to embrace no brightness. They don't want to embrace no illumination. It's too much for them. It's too much for them. They don't want to embrace that. You see? They don't want to embrace that, so therefore they shouldn't have to embrace that because it's not for them to embrace. Like I said, the power is too strong for them to embrace and raise themselves by that power. It's too strong for them. So, of course, they're going to reject it. Of course, they're going to fade to black. Of course, they're going to start blaming me and talking about I'm practicing witchcraft and all this other stuff. Of course, they're going to say that. Anything to get the spotlight off of them and their weaknesses, their immoral, illogical, irrational, emotional ways. Anything to get the spotlight off of them. I'm a witch. I'm stealing y'all money. You know, we a cult, all that. But they've been in here for years. They weren't saying that. You see, they always say that when they tapping out. They always said it on their way out the door. You see? And that's fine. That is fine. It is fine for them to embrace their blackness. Go and embrace their blackness. I encourage black people to embrace their blackness. You know why? Because we need a black shield for the beast to beat on and kill and shoot and do everything he want to stay to keep them away from us, man. Let the beast do what thy wilt with these Negroes, man. You see? Let the degenerates sweep up and kill off all the other degenerates, and then they can finally die off altogether. All the degenerates can die off. And what's left is their offspring that will serve us in the kingdom to come. Class? No love lost, no harm, no foul at all. You see, it's all love because it's sacrifice. It's all love because it's sacrifice. Like, I would sacrifice, you know, if my children, my wives, anybody, my family ever needed, like, say, an organ or a kidney from me, body part to help them live, especially my babies, it's done. Done. Here. Anything for them. You see? Anything for them. So that they can, because that's sacrifice, that's love. When you have children, you'll do anything for them to protect them, to help them, to make sure they are at the best position because they are the extension of you, as you should. But now, when you got children who are not being the best and the brightest that they could be, and they choose to embrace degeneracy and darkness and demonic behavior, immorality, you got to let them go, man. You got to let them go. You got to sacrifice them. And I would do the same thing to any of my children if they chose to embrace the darkness of this world. I would write them off like they ain't nothing. I'm not going to sit here and be begging nobody. You're not going to be holding me hostage emotionally. No. No. Because I'm not going to sacrifice the covenant and my other children for one who don't want to do the right thing. So either you want to do the right thing or you got to go. You can't be around me. Because, again, we're not going to have this shot at power again. I'm telling you all, real talk, we're not going to have this shot at this power again. We're not. And if this door closed, this portal closed, because we ain't doing the right thing and we ain't being upright people and doing what we're supposed to do, and we let a bunch of black people be around us and be talking about, well, you know, I don't let, you know, all that BS. I don't like this, and I don't like that. And can't we do something? Man, go ahead, man. Power don't play, and power don't listen to weak talk. Power don't play, and power don't listen to weakness. We don't listen to weak talk. Les, power moves things. Power controls energy. Power moves people, place, and possession. Les, that's what power does. Don't y'all want that? Don't y'all want that? Yes or no? That's all I care about. I've been told y'all, have my answer changed? Has my answer changed on what I'm in this for since I started this back in 2010? If you go back and listen, when I got on the radio in 2012 on Blog Talk Radio and I started this barrage of intel coming out of the damn arsenal in 2012, December 1st, I believe it was. I think it was 2012. I don't like to use the word believe, but December 1st, 2012, when I started ripping the mic with the Wu Mental Bing and dropping all of that, I'm not playing, man. I'm not playing at all. I'm not joking at all. The power is to be strengthened. The power is to be extended. The power is to be raised. And the power is not for weak vessels. The power is not for weak vessels. I told you, you know, as the power is being raised in this covenant, as we are doing our experiments and going through, don't you understand that there is a vibration of power going through this community to give you the ability to do that? And the people who are aligned with it, who are not in a reception to that vibration, those people are going to fade to black, man. They're going to fade away. They're still holding on to the black world. They're going to fade away. They're going to sacrifice. They're going to basically sacrifice their children into bondage because they didn't want to embrace power. They didn't want to embrace rulership. At this point, you should be embracing this covenant for your children. Don't you want to see your children in rulership, or do you want to see your children in workmanship? Where do you want your children to be, in rulership or in workmanship? Well, messing with the damn black race, they're going to be in servitude. They're going to be in workmanship under the damn grays. If we mess with black people, they're going to be in workmanship under the damn grays. I was just watching something today. You see, I was just watching something today. Damn, these damn gooks, these Asians, they sitting up there in damn Nigeria. They got the damn Chinatown in Nigeria, and it's for them. And they tell them, niggas, you can't come in here. You can't see no doctors in their own country. They taking hold of their own country and tell them, this is our section in your country. See if the Nigerians could do that in China. See if the Chinese will let the Nigerians do that. You see, I ain't going to say what the Nigerians should do to Chinatown in Nigeria. I ain't going to say. You already know what they are. But if I was there, you know what I would tell them to do. You see, them niggas signed up for workmanship. They signed up to serve under these gooks in their town. The gooks done took over these Nigerians. All of them talk all that crap about how these Akatas, these lazy Akatas, and these black people and you Negroes in America. Hey, you done had a bunch of damn gooks come in your country and just they taking your country over. Y'all sold your country. I don't want to hear nothing from you Nigerians. Y'all a bunch of coons. Y'all a bunch of Sambos. You see? They lead us sold away their birthright. They lead us sold away their land. They lead us sold away they damn self-respect, man, and their morals, because now you got these corrupt people squatting in your country. Man, listen, they'd be on the first thing smoking back to China. All that shit, all of them would be on the first thing smoking out of there to China. I don't care how much money y'all gave to this shit. Y'all getting up out of here. You see? But, that, you know, it is what it is. You know, coons going to be coons. Immoral people are going to be immoral people. Illogical, emotional people are going to be who they're going to be. But that ain't us, man. That ain't our plight. As the bright race, that's not our plight. I refuse to let that be the plight of us. I refuse to let that be our plight. No. We have to stand 10 toes down for the regeneration of our people. We have to stand 10 toes down for the upliftment of our people, for the evolution of our people. That's what this is about, man. We can't let some immoral, illogical, irrational Negroes pull us back down into that black hole of foolishness and stupidity and ignorance. We can't afford that. We got to keep it moving. We got a hand up. The fact that we are able to utilize our power. And I told you all before, test the power, test it out. Y'all paying for the power. You're paying for the power. Your dues are for the power. Am I making myself clear? You're paying for the power, so why not utilize it? We got people. If people are here not paying, then that means they don't think the power is real. They don't think the power is real. So I guess they would be questioning, well, where's my money going to, dummy? To the power bill. You paying for the power, use the power. Pledge. You going to tell me you rather have some material crap for what you pay for your dues? You rather have material crap or would you rather have power, a.k.a. control? You tell me what you want to have. That'd be a no-brainer to me. You see, I'm going to say it again. If you're paying for the power, you should be using the power. And if it's not working, it's something with you. It ain't with the power because everybody else got it. Everybody else is utilizing it. This ain't no magic. This ain't no magic tricks. This is simple, collective, fundamental force field energy that's being used in a direction, in a real direction. And I'm your director, Kles. You see, a lot of people don't get it, and that's fine. The weak are not going to get it. See, let me tell y'all something. When you see the people fade, those who fade from here, just know this, that the weak will never be able to harness power. That's why they leave. You ever want to know, well, why y'all left? Why? What happened? I'm going to say it one way. They can say it 50 that, well, I don't know. I don't know about what Menzo was saying. I don't know if he really real. I don't know if he just taking our money and living on the high with us. Well, I say this to them. Real fruit is being produced. The power is coming together. Real power is being produced, you see. And because I told you all before that empty vessels. Weak vessels cannot hold strong power. You have to have a strong vessel, a strong disciplined vessel, a focused vessel. That's why I tell you all to work out. You elders, you middle-aged people, you elders and middle-aged and young, work your body out. Watch what you eat. Make sure your body is strong. Make sure your mind is clean. Don't be around a bunch of dirty-ass people, mentally dirty people, these mentally dirty Negroes and these Caucasoids. Don't be around these people. They dirty, man. They mentally dirty. You make sure you stay away from, don't touch filthy things and filthy surfaces. So why would you allow yourself to mentally be around these kind of people if you don't have to? I can see if you got to work and do certain things like that, but you just got to keep it focused on working. Keep it as less, because notice when I told y'all that when you keep it less and less personal with these people and you focus more on your job, which is to control them, that's when the power works. When you get away from that emotional thing, that's when it works. You see, that's when it works. It doesn't work any other time. You see, it only works when you all take the initiative to push the power into position, to push the power into alignment. That's when it works. See, it don't work when you're not doing that. It don't work when you're not doing that. If you're not going to do that, then the power is not going to work. The power works in alignment with what you are moving toward. You see, that's how it works. It falls into alignment with what you're focused on. And if you're not focused on anything, you're not going to see the extension and the growth of what it is that you're becoming and what you're headed toward. You see? So keep that in mind. Keep that in alignment. Keep that in illumination for the ultimate power of what it is that you're becoming. This is power. This is supremacy. This is illumination. And y'all, I let you all see it happening right in front of your face in real time. Because, again, I'm not sitting up here prophesying a day. Yeah, someday y'all going to be able to do this. And someday y'all going to be able to send messages. Y'all doing it right now. You're doing it right now. So that totally slaps the face of those people who doubt me, who I am in this day and time, who I've come to be in this day and time, who I raised myself to be in this day and time. That throws cold water in everybody's face. So can't nobody ever say nothing about me, ever, ever, because I put the work in. Because everything that I'm brought about is bearing fruit, from Unlimited Epics to Underlord Clothing to your receptions that are going out, to this covenant, to the flag, to everything we have, to our symbols, the things that are uniquely ours. Who could say that in this day and time? Who could sit here and say in this day and time, yeah, brother, we got our own this. We got, y'all ain't got your own nothing. You ain't got your own nothing. Everything they got is from the damn beast. You see? Everything they got from the beast. The Moors, all that Islam, all that's from the beast, man. The niggas worship Satan, man. All that's from the beast, man. Everything they got is from the beast. That's why they ain't been able to go nowhere with it. You know how you know when niggas, everything they get is from the beast, when these niggas ain't able to do nothing with it? Notice that? The black churches, they ain't able to harness no power to do a goddamn thing. The black Muslims, they ain't able to harness no power to do a damn thing. The Israelites, they raggedy as roaches. The damn Moors, they sitting around here with a bunch of worn out fezzes and whatnot, looking like a bunch of monkeys clapping the damn cymbals. You see? They ain't got nothing to show for that all that worship they do, all that ass kissing of the white man and worshiping his images and his religion and his symbols. What do they got to show for it? You see, they ain't got a goddamn thing to show for all them niggas, the Moors. All them niggas trying to do is get over and all the Moors trying to do is get over and go into court and talk all that BS so they can get out of paying child support and parking tickets. And it never worked out for them. Never. They go in there talking that black law BS and talking to the judges and talking all that babble, and the judge throw their ass right in jail, feds and all. Feds and all. They just, they're all, again, because of the beast they trust. And if you trust in the beast, you get nothing. You will get nothing. If you trust in the beast, if you trust in him, plan on nothing coming. Plan on nothing happening for you if you trust in him. Because he has nothing for you. He never had nothing for our people. Everything, even when he give you money, it don't mean nothing. Look, he gave Diddy money. He gave P. Diddy money. You see? He gave Diddy money. He gave all them Negroes money. And as they lord, as he gives, he take it away. As he giveth, take it away. You see? All that meant nothing. You see? He gave them the money, and now he just push a button and take it all away. Ain't that right? So what do they have? Nothing. What do they have for all that bending over, grabbing their ankles? Nothing. They have nothing. They have nothing to show for it. They have nothing to say that they gained from that. Nothing. You could buy 1,000 cars, buy 1,000 homes, buy a whole bunch of clothes and whatnot. It don't mean anything. It means nothing. It adds up, it sums up to nothing. It's nice for the time being. You look at how nice you looking, fly you looking, everything else. You know, going on vacation for the 100th time, but after a while, that's nothing. It becomes boring. It becomes nothing. You see? And the reason why it becomes nothing, because it was never nothing in the first place. That's why it becomes nothing. It was never nothing. Because once the thrill is gone, once that happens, once that goes, then it don't mean nothing no more. Like that time I told you, that thing with Twilight Zone, the guy the guy in the Twilight Zone, the one who got everything he wanted, you see? He got everything he wanted, and it didn't mean nothing. You see? Because it's all in a rotation. It's all circular. It's nothing. He got everything he wanted, and it ended up being nothing, because when you get the same thing over and over and over and over again, and there's nothing to break through to a higher state of being, after a while, it don't mean nothing. And he had to learn the hard way that it meant nothing. We'll be right back. Thank you.
funky crew with a whole lot of tang. A little something called doing our own thing. Breaking the beat, others wish they broke. Baseline so dope that you just might choke. Don't fight on something that you can't chew. And don't trail behind when I'm coming through. Front in the field that you really can't feel. Cause you're trying to feel what's on my reels for real.
A tree is growing. Can't you see what I see? A ripe new fruit to boot. We count to ten before we pass the coot. Now that's family. Equipped with the brothers and the sisters and the sisters and the brothers and all the others with the funky flares, the buzzed out hairs, with the life of Riley. I'm really ready, gazing at the gala filled rap. The cool June bugs, the wicks, the wax. Praise the rhythm for what it be, and praise the Lord for the JB.
Blood is red instead of sellout green. This is not music for an R&B line. This is flower intertwined with a vine.
In other words, this is rough.
You see what I mean, or see what Grandpa Bam saw? The funk we transmit is unstable. One condition if I am able to say.
Yes,
well, hey, let's get on with it. Vocal confetti is thrown, sometimes spit it out the vents of hecklers and fans. Either which way, they all hop on the band. The band, the band. Here comes the band, a tribe of fingers all on one hand. Me, myself, and I is dark. Moni Love, the mouthpiece, is now yours to spark.
Sister Moni, the only one here who missed the plane back to London. Resided with my brother, then I learned a lot from them. About the groove, how to be smooth and plain funky. And sometimes Dre did a kind of funky, but it's cool. But we are beyond the stereotype. Coordination crazy, but still it sounds hype. Rocking up and on beat, and I do believe I'm right.
You're right.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
Don't be mad, be glad I missed the plane. I'm staying with my brother, Jungle Soul, and the tribe, I'm staying. Funky, funky rhymes that always say in swing. I believe we're doing our own thing.
Trends from soul to soul on to loose ends. A&R men sign groups like
hell. Well, that's where the money's at, honey.
Yeah. The industry's filled with copycats. R&B mixed with sloppy rats. Tribes like us always open doors. But what for? So you can get yours? You ain't into it, all you want is profit. So I ask you please to stop it. Leave me alone, get off my bones. Cause I'm doing my own. A new seed, a new breed, a new menu to feast the greed. A new pair of boots for a new piece of butt. Sweet daddy, are you there?
Jimmy B is on the track.
Spinning back for a rap that's laid back. Ready to kick back, no skip, no slack. I may rock a rhyme or may start the same, but still, I'm doing my own thing. In comes the mood of Jungle and Daisy. Play the thing and let the vibes raise me. All hold hands and let's walk about. Form a circle and talk about. Don't follow the path that we're stepping. Truth to the soul is what I'm cramming. Reasons for this is the family strong, and like Bob Marley said, seeing, believing, so see and believe, and let the groove of the new proceed. A whole bunch of love, peace, signs, and fun, so let's do what's got to be done, you know?
And it is only because the sacrifice, the greater the sacrifice, the greater the power. You know, I'm going to say this straight up, you know, it's no coincidence that new people came in, are coming in, and the old people that have been around start becoming displacent, you know, and the community starts to outgrow them, you know, and these the blackness that they came in from, when it was cool to be black about 7-8 years ago, you know, when we was outgrowing, but we on another level now, man. We've outgrown blackness altogether, and we continuously outgrowing blackness every day of our life. You see, we are outgrowing blackness in our life, every day of our life. You see, because that's what it has to be. It must be that, because without that, there is nothing. Without our ability to outgrow that, there's nothing. You see, The only way we're going to receive our power in real time, the only way we're going to receive our power in real time is by our sacrifice in real time. Our sacrifice in real time will guarantee our reception of power in real time. That's what I'm saying. You know, and we have to constantly understand that this power that we are possessing, this power that is bringing us to a higher state of illumination, that this power that we are receiving is only for us. It is only meant for us. It is not meant for the world. It is not meant for the world. It is not of this world. Our power is of the next. This we have to understand. Because if we don't get that, if we don't see that, if that does not become reality to us, then what is all of this for? What is it all for? If it is not real to us, if it is not happening to us in real time, what is it for? For nothing. For nothing. Power is presented to people for a reason. Not for a season, but for a reason. You see, power is presented to a people for a reason. You see, not for a season. You see, people that came in here, they was on some seasonal thing. A lot of people came in on some seasonal thing, meaning temporary. They didn't see the reason for this thing. Because, again, once you understand the reason for something, then you understand the reality of something. Why it must be, why power must be controlled, why power must be picked up in these last days and these next days to come to defeat these animals, to defeat these degenerates, to defeat and put these people in their place. Look how foul the beast got the planet going, man. Look how foul everything is. You see, look how foul it is. Look how foul everything is. Look how foul he got the earth. Look how foul he got the air. Look how foul he got the sea. Is this meant to go on? Is this meant to be? Is this meant to go on? Is this meant to be? I need to know. Is this not something that has to stop? When do we get to see paradise? When do we get to see sunshine? When do we get to smell cool, clean air, drink water from the rivers and the wells and everything? Where ain't nothing damaged no more. Where ain't no dirty water, no dirty air. When do we get to see a beautiful horizon where it's no damn smog? Where do we get to travel all around the world and whatnot and not have to run into no racist animals who calling themselves police, not worrying about damn serial killers and sex offenders and degenerates? When do we get to see that world? I want to know. Would that not be paradise? Yes or no? Would you not want your children to grow up in that world? Well, the world I just described to you is from the fourth dimension. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. A world of righteousness, a world of power, a world of peace, a world of law and true order, where everybody's being judged. Not, oh, just you black people, but the so-called white man, and they not being judged. They could just do all the degeneracy. They could sit on damn court benches and let their brothers and cousins and other family degenerates go after they done beat somebody to death or rape somebody or shot somebody. This goddamn world needs to come to an end, and the beast needs to be crushed under it. You see, filth, his degenerate behavior, his filth that he has left on the planet, that he has stained the world with, he has stained our homeland, America, with his white plague. You see, that is hell. That's hell. You see, this is hell we in. And for people to try to act as though we in some kind of heaven, you niggas talking about you living your best life, ain't no damn best life to live in hell, man. We in hell, man. Ain't no cutting it no other way, man. We in hell. You tell me we not in hell. Ain't they under the beast? Anytime we got to see these two-legged animals walking around, we don't know if they might try to attack our people. We don't know if they might, you know, you living in a world with walking, talking animals. You don't know what they might do. Not to mention you deranged Negroes, man. You bugged out ass niggas, man. Y'all that's riding on that same demonic frequency as the beast. You see? You don't know these degenerates. They'd be sitting around here waiting to rob you, waiting to rape you, waiting to harm your children, anything. This is the world you got to live in. This is the damn world you got to live in. You see, who wants to live in that type of world? Who wants to live in that type of world? You want your ascendants to live in a world like that? You want to bring your ascendants into a world such as that? Faggots all over the place. Faggots, lesbians, child molesters, you know, just bestiality, STDs, dirty water, dirty air. This is the contribution a white man has gave to America. He talk about how his people came in and made America great. This is what you made America. A damn toilet. Then now they sitting up here letting these nasty ass illegals in here, and these illegals are up here killing people, beating up cops and everything else, causing chaos and confusion. That just proves to you that wherever the white man go, he brings death and destruction, man. Wherever he goes. Dirty water, dirty air, you see, you know, all kind of diseases, you see, sodomites. You see, liberated lesbians, children who confused and becoming damn degenerates and gangbangers, drug dealers, people got guns shooting each other up just for fun. This is the world that you want to embrace. You see, every time you turn around, the beast unleashing a new damn virus on you and then telling you he got to give you a damn jab to fix the virus he unleashed on you. You see, man. This world is sick, man, and these people are sick. The beast is sick, man. He's sick. He's mentally ill. You see? The beast is mentally ill. And you're right, wicked for real. You see? But you know what? You know why he has not come down off of his seat of power? You know why he has been able to sit? Because no one stood up in the name of righteousness against him. No one has stood up against him in the name of righteousness. And when I say stand up against him, I mean you have to get rid of your emotions, get rid of your anger, your energy, whatever, that go against each other. You have to be moral and upright people. You see, this is why our people can't bring judgment to the beast, because you niggas are degenerates too, man. How the so-called black race going to be bring judgment to the beast when you niggas are degenerates, man? You so-called black people are degenerates. You can't bring the beast down. All you niggas could do is sit on the sidelines and tell them, man, that ain't right what happened. Tell me I'm wrong. These niggas can't bring no judgment to the beast. These niggas are degenerates. They faggots and lesbians and child molesters and weirdos and bed wenches and bed bucks. How the hell they going to bring some goddamn judgment to the beast and you knee deep in his degeneracy with him? Get your ass out of here. This is a job for the elect. This is a job for the elect. To send these animals packing. Send them messages to delete themselves. That's what needs to start happening. That's what needs to start happening. Raw and uncut. They a goddamn abomination, man. These people are an abomination, man. That's why I don't even like going out my house, man. I don't like going around these humans if I ain't got to, man. I ain't with that going to go and go to this place and go to that place. Man, you got a bunch of damn freakos and sickos and everything around you. You don't want to bring my children around that. I don't want to go to no more amusement parks. I don't want to go to no more real outings. I don't want to really travel like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm good, man. I'm good. You see? No, thank you. You got, as a righteous person, as a person who is of power and is willing to sacrifice, you can't like nothing about this world, man. We just moving through here, man. You truly got to have that keep it moving mindset. That's how we got to be. You have to have that constantly keep it moving mindset. That's what the experiments are about. The experiments are about us keeping it moving. That's what it's about us keeping it moving. The niggas that get off the train and fade to black and want to go back to blackness because that degenerate spirit took hold of them. Them people that faded to black, that come in the community and fade to black. That degenerate spirit is strong, man. If you weak, that degenerate spirit is strong. That demonic spirit is strong. That spirit that call you back into the black race is strong. If you weak, it's strong. That demonic spirit takes hold of the vessels, man, and takes them back where they belong. That does. And you gotta accept that for what it is. Because these people, like I said, they are sick. They are sick right with the beast. You see, the thing that made us better, the thing that made us well, was Amun. You see, what we took is a big dose of Amun, and we fine. Amun cleaned us out mentally, cleaned us out physically, and cleaned us out emotionally. And if it hasn't, for those of you, you need to take another shot of Amun through this message. Take huge dosages of Amun through this message. I'm being serious. It sounds funny, but I'm being serious because this transmission is like medicine, man. This transmission is like medicine. This transmission is like medicine to cure all your mental ills, man. You see, if you a damn degenerate, if you got degenerate thoughts, this transmission will push you out of that, man, if you really want it to. You see, if you want to detox from degeneracy and being around degenerates and living that life, this is Amun, man. This is the detox center right here. This is the real detox center. You see, I'm not joking. Amun makes you want to lose weight. Amun make you want to do better for yourself. Amun make you want to stop acting black and talking black and being degenerate and emotional. That's what Amun do when you truly embrace Amun, when you truly ingest Amun. When I say ingest, I mean mentally ingest Amun. It is truly a detox. But you got to be willing to sacrifice your ways. You got to be willing to sacrifice your ways. If you're not willing to sacrifice your ways, then do not look to Amun to help you. Do not look to Amun to raise you. If you're not thinking logically and thinking emotionally, do not look to Amun to help you. Amun will not help the emotional. Amun will not raise the emotional. Amun will only raise the logical and rational who are moving in alignment by the power of Amun. That's who Amun will raise. That's who Amun is granting us power to. Those of you who are here to stay, you who are here to stay in alignment with Amun will receive your powers. I promise you that. If I never promised you anything, like I've told y'all before, power is coming. I promised y'all that. Now you're seeing it. I'm a man of my word. Those of you who stay loyal, stay in alignment, stay in connection, pushing this transmission out, God guiding our people, you will be the kings of the future. You will be the kings of the kingdom to come, men and women. Klez, I promise you this. I promise, and I'm a man. I am a man where my promises don't go out empty. I don't send out promises that will go out empty. I never did, never will. My word is my bond. I promise you all, if you stay true to this, you stay true to this covenant, which is of Amun, then you will have the power. You will possess the power. It is coming to you all now. That's why you've seen certain niggas just got off the damn train, man. They just left, man. They had to go because they seen the power was real, man. They know this ain't no BS. They looking to go somewhere where they can BS their way through life. This ain't the place to do it. So it, when they start, like how they say, when they get hot in the kitchen, they got to get up out of here, man. When the heat get too hot in the kitchen, you got to get out the kitchen. How that saying go? That's real. That's a euphemism for power, man. You see, if you can't stand the heat, get out the damn kitchen. And that's what they doing, getting out the kitchen, getting out the community, because it's getting hot in here. It's getting hot in here. 666 degrees hot in here. We ain't playing no games. ZNZZN 144,666. No games. No games. Class. We'll be right back. like I said, we got a living example of power. We have a living example of pure power in us. You see, we have a pure living example. We don't need to be in the image of anybody else. We don't need no Jesus. We don't need no Moses. We don't need no Muhammad. We don't need none of that, man. All we need is us. We don't see, unlike these weak-ass people of religion, they need a Jesus. You see, they need a Jesus. They need a Allah. They need a Jehovah. They need a Yahweh. They need a Muhammad. They need all these images, but never themselves. You see, never themselves. Think about that. They always need an image. Their self is never good enough. Why do you think that is? Why do you think their self is never good enough? Answer, because they have nothing to look forward to. They have nothing to look up to. All they have is the beast. All they have is him. He's their role model. Ain't that pretty terrible? That's pretty damn terrible if you got the worst of the worst, the damn degenerate to look up to. And ain't that what black people do? Ain't that what black people do? They look right up to the beast, now don't they? They look right up to the beast, straight up to the beast. That says something. That should tell you something. They look right up to the beast. And why they do that, why they have no problem doing that, why they just sit here and they just, you think to yourself, you know, what the, you know, it makes all the sense in the world. It makes all the sense in the world. If you have nothing higher to look forward to in yourself, then of course you're going to look, put your head down. Of course you are. Of course you're going to put your head down when you got nothing higher to look to. You see? That's what you're going to do. All you can do is put your head down. All you can do is sit and look at what it is that you don't have, what it is that you don't possess. That's all you can do. You see, that is all you can do, is sit up here and think about what it is you don't have, what it is that you will never have, because you have nothing to look forward to. The black race has nothing to look forward to. Please. That's the reality. That's the hardcore truth. You see? And it don't matter who don't like it. Oh, I don't like how that sound. Oh, you know, you're not optimistic. No, I'm not optimistic for people who are weak. I have no optimism for weak people. Because you're talking to somebody who's been through it. I've been through it. I've been through hell and back, but I made hell comfortable for me while I was making my trip through hell. I made hell comfortable for me as I was making my trip through hell. You see? But we don't embrace the things of this world, man, because it's nothing. Y'all are finally getting to see what this world is ultimately about. This world, life itself is about power and the ability to control. Clez, that's what this life is about. It ain't about falling in love. It ain't about being emotional. It ain't about holding hands. It ain't about no chase the money with what's up with the money. It ain't about that, man. That's all trivial. That's trivial stuff. The power is serious. The power is supreme. See, because you get the power, you can get all that stuff. You can get somebody to hold your hand, love on you. That don't mean nothing, man. The power, I love the power. You see, I'm a power junkie. You see, When I look at my children every day, they are a product of my power. My sexual prowess as a man, my healthy, beautiful children that I made with two young, beautiful women. That's power, you see. And then I'm here taking care of them, raising them into real women. So when I give my daughters to the men I want to give my daughters to, the men who I value, then they will feel that power as well through my daughters. You see, that's how power continues. You see, the power is in the genes, man, and how far we pushing it. You got certain people that's just weak genetically, man. You got niggas who's just mentally weak, genetically weak, everything. That's why they don't have, these niggas don't have no morals. They don't stand on nothing. You see, you know, they lie for nothing. They don't have, you know what I'm saying? They don't have no, they don't have, see, again, the strongest power you can have as a man and as a woman is your morality. That is the strongest power that you can have in this 3D world. That is the strongest power you can have in this day and age, your morality. That's the building block right there. If you ain't got no damn morals, if you ain't got no damn decency about yourself, you know, if you're not an upstanding man or upstanding woman, you're a piece of crap, man. Just like everybody else is in this world, you're a piece of crap. You see, you are valueless. You are not valuable. You are valueless. You see, because like I said, a low grade person in this world is very easy to hook up with in this world. A low grade person, a degenerate, low life, those type of people you find a dime a dozen, man. That ain't nothing. These people ain't nothing. The power is everything. The power will bring you greater things to you. The things that you need in your life, even the things you may desire in your life, the power will bring it to you. You see, as long as you are able to control yourself. You see, again, that's why people don't have power, because they can't control themselves, man. You see, they don't have, niggas don't have power because they can't control themselves. You see, they just got to be emotional. They just got to be irrational. That's why the Omnis still got the beast in power, man. Because I'll say this about the beast, at least they can control themselves a lot better than you niggas do, man. They can control themselves a lot better. You see, they more mature than you niggas are. That's why y'all still in the second dimension. And the beast are moved his way to the third dimension. And this is why he oversees you. He rules over you. He gives you orders like children. He gives you these monkey jobs to work. You see, you actually got these animals, your creations controlling you. How you got your creations control you? Yeah, and that's too far over your head, man. You gonna let your creations, the creatures, control you? Ain't that right? Ain't that what's happening? The creatures are controlling. The creatures are in charge. You might well go ask a dog or a monkey or something like that. Hey, you know, where I get this degree from? What direction should I go in? Because that's basically what you're doing. You're asking a damn rhesus monkey. You're asking a damn jackal on two legs how to go about things in life. A damn animal. That's what these humans are. They got animal fur. I mean, it can't be no more obvious to you than that. They got fur. They don't even have hair. That shit, the reality is that should scare the hell out of a lot of you niggas, man. The reality that the so-called white man, these humans, all of them, the Asians, they all animals, man. They're like, they a step above the animals, man. That's it. So when you wonder why they so aggressive with you, why they so mean-spirited, they animals, man. They animal spirits inside of a physical shell that was shaped like ours, man. But the spirit of these people is animalistic. They have to, they're constantly at odds with themselves to get it under control. But don't worry, that's what y'all here for. Class, you here to get it under control for them. See, because without you getting it under control for them, they're going to just continue to wreak havoc. You see, that's what you here for. You're supposed to keep these animals under control, man. These niggas ain't doing nothing, man. They acting like savages, and keep these niggas under control too, man. Them too. not just the beast, all of them. All these people who are on beast mode, or as the white man, or they say that now it's like you on demon time. I told you, notice that terminology has become more and more popular because this younger generation is waking up that know that this space is full of demons, man. You see? This space is full of demons. And it's constantly taking hold of these empty vessels out here. This place is full of demons. You got to keep that in mind. This is not our rest, man. We not going to be home till we reach the fourth dimension, till we get in connection with the fourth dimension. And we starting to connect to it now. I showed y'all. Y'all starting to get send out these orders, man. We starting to connect to the fourth dimension. That's the war we fighting. We fighting to get through this third dimension to the fourth dimension. We ain't fighting no wars with nobody. We ain't taking part in no politics. We ain't worshiping no gods. We ain't doing none of that crap that these humans do. We're not partaking in their ways. That's why we don't believe in their gods. We don't follow their gods. We don't go to their schools. We don't participate in their politics. We just want to be left alone, man. We don't get low on the human totem pole with them. We don't engage in the things they engage in. You know what I'm saying? We try to stay away from that. We're raising the bar. So if you're raising the bar, you can't get down in the dirt with these goddamn humans, man, especially these so-called black humans, these wannabe black humans. Straight up. You see, I'm putting my, I'm doubling down, putting my foot down even harder, man. I don't give a damn who leads this community who fade the black. I don't care. All that shows me is that the power is working. I told y'all before, when somebody fade the black, it's letting me know. Or somebody, you know, it's either, you know, it's, when they fade the black, it's showing that the power is working, because the power will expose and bring out the weak ones, and the weak ones will leave. The power will shake the weak ones out of their positions here, and the strong, the real strong, they will stay in position. But the weak ones will be shooken out of their space. They'll show their weaknesses. They'll start to show it. They'll start to put black stuff on their wall and talk black nonsense and talk about their black family members like certain people was doing. And that, it's only a matter of time, man. They just miss being black again. They just want to go back and be black again. That's all. And that's fine. Should have stayed black in the first place. This was an experience. They showed that they, you know, you can take the nigga out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the nigga. You see? That's all that is. You can show these niggas power, but you can't get them to take it in. They can't drink it in and be nourished by that power and be renewed by that power. It's not in them to be that. You see? They're always going to be falling off, dying onto the wayside. Oh, well. Anyway, let me go and read this question before we get out of here. What is the sacrifice for power? What is the sacrifice for power? Everything in this three-dimensional world, people, place, and possession. Anything that you are drawn to that draws energy out of you, saps the energy out of you, takes your energy out of you, and leaves you empty as a vessel. So now all you sitting up here doing is looking at, you gravitate toward demonic energy and low grade frequency. Nah, man. See, that has to be sacrificed in order to get the power. In order, because you got to, again, the power is up. That's why they use the term power up. The power ain't down. The power is up. You see, we got to go up. Why must there be a sacrifice? Because you can't get nothing for nothing. I keep telling people that you have to give something to get something. You can't, if you have to sacrifice something to get the power. If not, then, like I said, you're going to be powerless. The beast commands that these Negroes, when they get in the damn industry, they sacrifice their family members. They get in the beast, no, blood in, blood out. It's a sacrifice. What is power? Power is control of all things. That's power. Where is power coming to the elect, to the chosen? Why? Because they need the power to put the beast in this place. They need the power to judge the beast. And it is only going to be the elect that will judge the beast. They're going to have the ultimate power, more power than a gun, more power than a bomb, more power than tanks, more power than a thousand and thousands upon thousands of men and women. They're going to have the ultimate power. Pledge. beyond everything weapon the beast got. You see? And power lift the elect? Yes, it is. Yes, it can, and yes, it will, and it is. Will power move us into the fourth dimension? Of course it is. It's happening right now. Right now. And that's it. We're going to close out the name of Amen by the power of Amen. An Amen we trust, an Amen we thank, and an Amen we continue forward forever. I am the intellectual leader in the entire ages. Ben, American Intelligence Radio. I'll see you guys back here tomorrow night, 30. Subscribe to High and Mighty Talks, the Ethnic American Channel with Sister Enrod Zenzetta. High and Mighty Thoughts, of course, Mentalect Patreon channel, Mentalect Women's channel, and the Wise Men channel with Andrew Jania Menfares. Check that out, one of our people. Nothing more to be said, but good night.
I want it. No changes guaranteed.